Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates.
This is James Johnson filling in for Greg Caponia, who is on holiday. Tonight, On Every Main Street will feature as part of our continuing series, COVID Comebacks, three Lehigh Valley businesses that have weathered COVID-19. We ask them how their businesses have changed, what the pandemic has taught them, and how the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce has helped with their small business. Our first guest this evening is Deb and John Pavis of the Newhard Pharmacy in Northampton. Welcome to On Every Main Street.
Good morning. It's Deb and
John Pavis. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you both?
We're well and healthy.
And still very busy with the upcoming flu season here.
Fantastic. First of all, tell our listeners a little bit about your pharmacy in Northampton.
Well, my dad, Jack Pavis, and Pete Stahl, his partner, they bought the pharmacy in 1969, and they expanded it and grew it. So it's been an independent since then. They bought it from Aaron Newhard, and I've bought into the business. Pete is retired, as well as my dad, and they laid the groundwork for us about customer service and how an independent pharmacy should operate in a community.
So our tagline at Newhard Pharmacy has been your neighborhood pharmacy, because we've been a standalone business on Main Street. It says 1895 when Aaron started it, but different locations all the way through. And so we've tried to develop with the times and keep up and keep competitive and be there for all our customers in Northampton.
What makes Newhard Pharmacy special?
Well, we can offer so many different services that people need. You know, we have full line items, we have durable medical, we have compounding, where we make the medications for people and their pets and their children. We offer immunizations, diabetic shoes, and we have a special counseling area that we can help people with their Medicare questions or their insurance questions. So it's mainly customer service with a smile here.
Deb?
Yeah, and we have a full store as well, so it's a one-stop destination. So we try to make it worth everyone's time. When you bother to stop into Newhard Pharmacy, you're surely going to find something that you need.
A true apothecary.
Yes.
That's right.
How has your business changed because of the pandemic?
Well, I think, you know, reaching out to our customers in a safe and healthy way has been, as soon as we learned about it, changed the way our store is, made it safer. We've offered curbside and increased our deliveries, so if people were a little concerned about coming in, we have that in place. We increased our PPE items, and one of the things that we really tried to push was synchronizing people's medications so they could get them all at one time, and that makes it for one stop once a month for people.
Maybe you can answer this. How come there's no Lysol disinfectant spray?
Well, it's interesting that Lysol isn't actually one of the CDC-approved products, so it's funny that they're the ones that have run out. We've brought in new products, like we have these medical-grade sanitizing wipes that our customers can buy that kill all the viruses within 30 seconds, where Lysol requires 6 minutes, but it's a tagline. So it's interesting that people don't realize that there are better products out there.
This product is called Optim One, O-P-T-I-M.
Fantastic. Thank you. Tell us about your app.
So we've tried to keep up with the community in doing what's easier for them. So we've launched an app. We blast social media, keep all of our customers up to date, and allow them to order through their app and then pick it up or have it delivered. And even communicate directly with the pharmacist if they have questions about any of their products.
How has technology helped you keep in touch with your loyal customers, John?
Well, we're able to know who needs flu shots, who needs their medications. You know, everything's electronic now, so we can reach out to people better, and we can ask our customers, would they like a texted message? Would they like a phone call? Whatever their preference is. So it's better communication, I think, with the technology and keeping people up to date, making sure that people are taking their medications on time. If they're late, we kind of ask them, you know, has something changed? Some people forget that they're not taking it every day, so the technology has definitely made us better communicators with people's medication.
Can you speak to the importance of flu vaccinations coming up and how your pharmacy is handling them?
Oh, yes. We have them in stock right now. And usually people come in beginning of October. We're telling people to start coming in September. It's better to be vaccinated a little earlier with everything that's happened with COVID. And we have it all displayed. It's on social media. And we make it simple. We can check people's eligibility very quickly. But we've also signed up with the state, because we are with the flu, that we're ready for the COVID vaccine when it comes out. So we've already registered with the state. But it's better to be protected earlier with this flu vaccine.
Deb, what has this pandemic experience taught you?
That we have to keep paying attention to what is available out there. One thing that's coming up in Pennsylvania is point-of-care testing, which is going to allow pharmacists now to do more testing, like do a strep test or a flu test right here in the pharmacy. So they now have kits available that people can come in the pharmacy instead of going to their doctors and purchase it here. So it's been interesting following the developments in medicine to see what pharmacy can do to be there for all of their clients.
John?
We have to be prepared for these pandemics. And, you know, there's been flu outbreaks throughout the years and we're prepared, but nothing like this. This is going to change pharmacy. It's going to change businesses around the area of how we have to be more prepared. And I feel like we have, with the resources we had to start with. We've never stopped. We've never closed. We've never changed our hours.
How important is the Chamber, or how has the Chamber helped you through this pandemic time?
So the Chamber has been awesome in keeping us a community here on Main Street. So they've been offering so many virtual events, and they've been able to change in a dime to get together for, you know, virtual happy hours or seminars. So there's been so many interesting seminars where they've had resources like lawyers talking to us about what the PPP loan means and how to get it. They've helped with the grants in Lehigh and Northampton County, provide them and get the information out to small businesses like us so we know about it. So we've really been incredibly grateful to be a part of the Chamber.
Anything to add, John?
They really look after the small business owner. And, you know, businesses are struggling through this, and they've gone to bat for the small business in seeing if there's any grants available to help these businesses and making sure that they're communicating any which way they can, a new restaurant opening or anything like that, to try to really help communicate and show that these businesses can thrive through a pandemic.
Where can our listeners go to learn more?
NewHartPharmacy.com is our website, which is always up to date, and they can right there download the app and follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and we're always trying to keep up to date with all of our social media, and we're here at 1001 Main Street, Northampton, Pennsylvania.
I'd like to thank Deb and John Pavis of Newhart Pharmacy for being here on Every Main Street.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
We really appreciate your time.
When we return after this important announcement, we'll meet Alan Sylvester of Alan Sylvester Media in Emmaus. We'll be right back with On Every Main Street.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. Our next guest is Alan Sylvester of Alan Sylvester Media in Emmaus. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing the best I can with what I got. Thank you so much for making time for Lehigh Valley Public Radio and On Every Main Street.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to be here.
Tell our listeners a little bit about Alan Sylvester Media Company in Emmaus.
So Alan Sylvester Media specializes in high-quality photography and videography services for families, for corporate services, for events, weddings. Pretty much you can think of it, we can do it.
What makes Alan Sylvester Media special?
I would like to think that it is my ability to customize services specifically for the needs of my clients. I don't tailor any specific package, you know, an exact this amount, an exact you get these five things. Everything I do is custom to exactly what the needs are of my clients.
How has your business changed because of COVID-19?
So at the front of the pandemic, I lost a lot of in-person clients for photography services. I lost all of my weddings for the summer. I lost all of my events because of restrictions on large gatherings at the time. So that hurt. But then as things progressed, the digital side in terms of videography, assembling a lot of kind of crowdsourced content to create virtual events, just boomed through the roof. And now I am busier than ever.
That's incredible how the kind of the business model shifted from what you had going on. What was the percentage beforehand, in-person photography and videography compared to the crowdsourcing?
In-person was pretty much 100%. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of what I do is in-person weddings, in-person events for nonprofits, stuff like that. When that tanked, I spoke with a lot of my clients about, hey, let's maybe do something virtually. We have people record stuff from their phones from home and we put together a virtual event. Or we put together, I have a lot of musicians and artist clients, so we're doing a lot of let's record from home and put together little like mini concerts and virtual seasons. So a lot of it was my ability to adapt as a business owner and kind of have a little bit of forward thinking of how can I work with my clients, how can I shift my business model to still get them what they want in a slightly different manner.
Have you seen any of the in-person photography or videography come back with the loosening of restrictions and the economic recovery?
I have some. I still think there is a slight timidness for a lot of people about leaving their homes and still doing in-person services. But now that I'm picking the in-person services, I'm wearing masks, I'm wearing gloves, I'm socially distant. I've added COVID clauses to my contract for safety. I'm doing temperature checks when I go, you know, on myself so that people know, you know, I'm fine. I don't have it. So I'm trying to convince people that it's still kind of okay to do it as long as we're safe about it.
That seems to be the key, safety. What has this experience taught you, personally or professionally?
I think to answer that personally, it's taught me that it's so important to never neglect your safety. Just in safety as a whole, and safety comes first, before business, before money. The safety of ourselves, my family, my neighbors, my friends, it's the crux of being a human, is our personal safety. In terms of a business side, I've learned as a younger business owner, I haven't been doing this, you know, owning a business for 30 years, but I think it's just very important to adapt and know that you have to work with people because nobody wanted this.
Embrace change?
Yep, embrace change and just roll with it. Go with it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. I've spoken to a lot of other small business owner friends who have said, we don't know how we're going to do this. And we're putting our minds together. Oh, hey, I had this idea. You might want to try this. And helping other people so we all grow together.
How important is the Chamber to you, Alan, or how has the Chamber helped you through this pandemic?
The Chamber has been fantastic. I'm part of the Mayus Main Street Partners and the East Penn Chamber area. They've been absolutely fantastic. They promote my services. They've, you know, tagged me on social media. They've given me referrals. They've done all kinds of things. And I do a lot of work. I sponsor a lot of events with the Chamber. And we've been able to work together to help, you know, get the word out there that I'm here for you. I can help you in these times where you need digital support.
How did you get into this business, your passion for it?
Yeah, it actually started back in high school. I was debating whether I wanted to be a music teacher or I wanted to go into photography. I had being in the band in high school and also, you know, being in part of our school newspaper as the photographer, just on an amateur level. I was debating which one I wanted to do. And I started college as a music education major. And then I decided, nah, that's more of a hobby. And this is more of a day job. So I found that I find something very comfortable and peaceful being behind a camera. It feels right. It's not a 9-to-5. It's a career for me, and I love it.
Seems like you're in a position to capture humanity in its most raw moments.
That is, capturing humanity is very key, and that's a crux of what I do with my work.
Where do you think your business will go post-vaccine? Do you think there will be some dynamic shift back to in-person, and the digital side will maybe wane?
I'd like to see a shift in-person because that's where I create connections with my clients, because they're, even though the digital, you know, world from home, I can collect video from home, there's something very impersonal about it. Somebody's just sending you a file and you're working with it. Personally, I like the in-person interaction, so I would like to see it go back. But again, as long as we can, you know, everybody maintains our own safety.
And then where can our listeners go to learn more about Alan Sylvester Media?
Yeah, sure. They can go to alansylvestermedia.com, my website, or they can go on my Facebook page. And all they have to do is Google Alan Sylvester Media, and I'll pop right up.
Well, I'd like to thank again Alan Sylvester of Alan Sylvester Media in Emmaus for joining us on Every Main Street.
Thank you so much.
When we return after this important announcement, we'll chat with Kendra Walker of Tremont Financial Coaching in Allentown. We'll be right back with On Every Main Street.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY, Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11, offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. Our next guest is Kendra Walker with Tremont Financial Coaching. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
It's our pleasure. We appreciate you making time for WDIY and On Every Main Street. Tell our listeners a little bit about Tremont Financial Coaching in Allentown.
So Tremont Financial Coaching, we provide financial coaching to individuals and small businesses. And so for individuals, we really help them change behaviors that can help them reduce stress and help them attain their financial goals. And for small businesses, we really help them to become more profitable. We really focus on profitability with small businesses.
What makes Tremont Financial Coaching special?
Well, a lot of people say, well, are you a financial advisor? And the answer is no, we don't sell investment products. I'm not a financial planner, so I don't really don't sell insurance products. What I really focus on is the behaviors that really hold people back from attaining their financial goals. And that's really different than a lot of services that are out there. And on the small business side, I'm really focusing, because I am a CPA by background, so I have a lot of business experience, really help small businesses focus on what's going to make them most profitable.
So more of a psychological coach.
Correct. Absolutely. Some of my individual clients, particularly couples, say this feels like marriage counseling. And so a little bit it is getting people to talk about their money behaviors and, you know, how they treat money and how they think about money.
I think from time to time, I don't really grasp a process of spending it. But, you know, at the end, you go, what did I just spend it on? And you're there to help people with that.
Exactly. And what you just described is so common. You know, that is really the rut that a lot of people get themselves into. They go, where'd my paycheck go? So.
Well, how has your business changed because of the coronavirus?
It's been interesting. I think people have been a little bit unsure. So, you know, in a time of uncertainty, sometimes people just dig in and they go, okay, I don't want to change anything. And so that's what I've seen. I would have thought initially that it would have really been like people would have been running for my services. But what I found is that people are really just digging in and trying to navigate through the new unknowns. So it hasn't necessarily been great for my developing new clients, but for my existing clients, it's helped, you know, really help them. You know, I've been there as they've navigated what's going on with COVID.
I guess, how does the stock market help or hurt your business as it refers to a barometer that people perceive, and does that affect their own personal financial choices?
You know what? Really, the stock market doesn't come into play so much. I mean, I have had some people go, you know, ask me questions about whether they should be, you know, moving their money around. I'm not a financial advisor, but I tell them if they are uncertain about things, they should be talking to their financial advisor and really evaluating their risk tolerance, because you are going to have those those ups and downs. And I think for people who are long-term investors, it's more, you know, people go, okay, I'm not going to look at it because it's eventually going to come back. But I think for people who are maybe a little bit closer to retirement age, I think it's caused a little more angst, all the volatility.
Getting back to the psychological aspects, with people who maybe are losing their job or furloughed, have you had clients approach you about readjusting their entire budget and budget structure on how they operate personally?
I've had a little bit of that, but as I said, the uncertainty, this is such an unusual time where a lot of people thought, okay, I'm getting the stimulus, I'm going to be able to make it through, my job is going to come back, so I don't really need to change anything, I just need to like hunker down and get through this. I think as this goes on longer term, I do believe that I will have more people saying, okay, how do I really readjust my budget? The other thing that's happened is that people have really, just because there hasn't been options to go out and to spend money and to dine out, unfortunately, for the restaurants and the bars, but because of that, a lot of people just stop spending money on things. So that's actually helped people's budget and helped them survive in the short term, you know, the volatility and the job loss.
What has this experience taught you personally or professionally?
One, I think the need to really be flexible. So it's interesting, you know, if I had talked to some of my clients back at the beginning of January and I told them, look, your family's dining out four nights a week and you might want to think about how, you know, how that's affecting your budget, or, you know, maybe instead of getting your hair done every 4 weeks, maybe move it to every 6 weeks or maybe 8 weeks. The pushback would have been pretty strong on that. But now I think people really have found that they've had to be flexible. And I've also found that with me, I've had to be flexible with my own budget and my own ideas about how quickly my business would grow. I really just started my business in 2019, so this has been a little bit of a lull for me, and I just have had to adjust my timelines.
Well, how has the Chamber helped you through the pandemic, or how important is the Chamber to your business?
You know what? I have loved about the Chamber, they've really tried to pivot and do as much as they can to help people during the pandemic, whether it's providing information about the Paycheck Protection Program. They've continued to do online networking. They've tried to support small businesses with gift cards. And so they have really tried to do anything they could think of or anything that people suggested to help the business community. And I've really appreciated that. Again, a lot of my business depends on networking. So just the opportunity to continue to see people and understand what's going on with the other businesses has been really helpful for me, and I really appreciate the Chamber being so proactive on that.
Since you just recently started your business, how did you get into this business and the passion behind it?
So I have worked in corporate accounting and finance for the majority of my career, and I decided maybe in 2019 that I really wanted to use those talents and the knowledge that I'd acquired to help individuals and to help small businesses, and really thought that I would see more of an impact as to, you know, be able to see the results of my work in the lives of people and the lives of small business owners. So that's really the passion behind it, is really being able to help and be able to see the result.
And finally, where can our listeners go to learn more about Tremont Financial Coaching?
So visit my website, TremontFinancialCoaching.com. I offer a free 30-minute consultation for anybody who is interested in learning more about the coaching process. So that's a good opportunity if people are interested.
I'd like to take the time to thank Kendra Walker for joining us on Every Main Street.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Many thanks again to Deb, John, Alan, and Kendra for joining me. I want to thank Greg Caponia for letting me borrow his show, and he'll return next week to host On Every Main Street here on WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. WDIY presents a special news feature. By now, we know how devastating the pandemic has been for small businesses in this country. The latest statistics show nearly 20% remain closed. But across the country, many would-be business owners are seeing an opportunity in the crisis. WHYY's Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan has the story of Pennsylvania's COVID entrepreneurs.
Durwood Selby got laid off from his job at a Marriott hotel in Philly back in March. At first, he was relieved. He was burned out and ready for a change. Pretty quickly, though, that relief turned into something else.
I started sweating. Like, how the heck am I going to get some money?
Selby, who's 53, was entering into Pennsylvania's worst labor market since the Great Depression. Getting another job would be tough. But at least for a while, he had a cushion. Selby's unemployment benefits included an extra $600 a week from the federal government, which covered his expenses. He even started to save a little.
When the six came, it was kind of like, cool, this works.
Selby had always wanted to start something of his own. So instead of looking for a job, he enrolled in a small business class. Now he's launching a venture to sell produce and a specialty line of olive oil and balsamic vinegars at local farmers markets. He's calling it Selby Signature.
When COVID hit and I got out, I said, well, maybe this is my chance now to say, let me get my own, be my own boss.
There are a lot more Durwood Selbys than you might think. Business applications are up 15% in Pennsylvania compared to 2019, according to census data. Many of those applications are from people moving to self-employment. That's not super surprising, says Kenan Fikri. He's research director at the Economic Innovation Group.
With every recession, kind of self-employment rises. Someone gets laid off, it's harder to find a new job in a recession. It's easier to, you know, hang a shingle and try to start your own business, even if it's just temporary.
What is surprising is that there's also an increase in applications from businesses that are likely to hire employees. During the Great Recession, those applications were depressed for years. Fikri says there's a couple of things that make this recession different. For one, before the economy blew up, it had been strong for about a decade.
So a lot of people were sitting on what could be a nice cushion with which to start a new business and, you know, try something totally different.
Second, home values just keep rising, giving homeowners a line of credit they can use if they want to try something new. And finally, many would-be entrepreneurs look at the pandemic's destruction of our daily life and see an opportunity for new ideas. That's the case for Matt Grace, a Northeast Philly resident who has been tinkering with an app to let landlords and tenants communicate virtually. For years, the app took a backseat to his government job, but then that job went virtual in March.
Instead of commuting to work, I had an extra 3 hours to devote to, and then the light bulb went off saying, this is the perfect product for a pandemic or any sort of emergency.
Now Grace is hustling to build out and market his app. He's calling his company Mattman after a childhood nickname. Grace is still working his day job, but he hopes to have Mattman in its own office within 18 months.
I've always felt like I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and this was the chance to do it.
People like Grace may see an opportunity right now, but convincing lenders to share their optimism is a tough sell. Mara Shanker is the head of Temple's Small Business Development Center.
It's a recession. Banks are risk averse. When the economy is not good and business is not booming, banks do not risk the limited capital they have right now on startups, especially startups with no track record.
Shanker is encouraging the entrepreneurs she works with to plan around low startup costs, even if it means moving slower. Durwood Selby hasn't tried to get a loan yet. Instead, he's borrowed about $1,000 from friends and family. Last Saturday, he held the soft launch of Selby Signature Groceries at a farmer's market in North Philly.
We got avocado, tomato, we got green bananas, I have plum tomatoes, I have plantains, I have spinach.
How's it been going? Are you making any sales?
I am actually making money. Can I say that on the radio?
Over the weekend, Selby made about $300, enough to break even. Still, he says it's not all about the money. Selby's Black, and he grew up around here. He says he doesn't remember any Black men owning a business when he was a kid.
Not only do it make me feel good just to be out here, but to say that, Dad, this is my neighborhood, and I got a business up and running.
I'm proud.
I'm proud. I'm very proud right now.
Miles Bryan, Keystone Crossroads.
WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio, your trusted local NPR member station for over 25 years. Many choices, real voices.
Are you interested in inspiring and informing future generations through WDIY's programming? A gift through your will, retirement plan, or estate plan is a wonderful legacy to leave to those that will need a trusted place to hear what's going on in the world. For information about naming WDIY as a beneficiary, please call 610-694-8100 or visit wdiy.org/legacy.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.